Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida. So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome, welcome everybody to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Live broadcast with Michael, your host, Lynn, the boss, the producer, and we have Ken as guest host from way down under. Good day, mate.
Hey.
And myself, who everybody knows me, Charles
Brooks. And what about Mr. Shaw?
Oh, Chris?
He's going to get offended and turn us off.
I wouldn't do that. Nah.
All right.
What I'll do, I'll just come through his screen.
I didn't forget you, but I wanted you to say something.
Well, thank you for bringing us back, Charles. You know what? I think since this first segment is a real short segment at the top of the hour before our guests zoom in, why don't we do Ken's trivia?
Roger
what
that.
What do you think? Roger.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Ken, the floor is yours.
Who is singing this song?
I love it.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go!
Dialing in there, Ken.
Well, hopefully somebody's dialing in.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about your book while we're waiting for somebody to win the song, the trivia.
Okay.
Song.
Well, as mentioned just before the break, it's about adventures and advantages of poor eyesight. It's Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt. Or lots of book reviews and interviews and other information about the book, you can go to my website, kenbrandt.com, KenBrandt.com. Or you can go to any online bookstore available in hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audiobook, basically everywhere, or support your local bookstore, ask them and they'll be happy to order it for you. So
that would be great.
All of those things. If you like adventures, if you like biographies, if you like humor, I think you'll like the book.
Ken, I have a question for you, not about the book, but do you belong to any organizations out there for the visually impaired and or blind?
Yes, I'm a member
of... I'm asking because have you told them about the show, not to put you on the spot, that they can listen to the show?
I'm a low-level member, not like an officer.
Oh, okay. Low-level member.
But I will. I have not done that, but that's a great idea.
I think that would be terrific.
Yeah, I'm a member of blind. Go ahead.
I like his answer.
He's low-level?
Low-level member.
Yeah.
Low-level meaning like I'm not an officer or a leader of these organizations.
Oh, well, yeah.
Volunteer. I'm a member of Blind Citizens Australia and also Vision Australia, which is a...
Please tell them about the show.
I will.
People are listening all over the world anyway now.
All righty.
Who do you have?
I got the phone lines locked and loaded with three callers.
All right, Ken.
All right. So we got Carrie from the British Columbia calling in. We got John calling in from Clinton, Indiana, and we got Mama Rose from Orlando, Florida.
So who was first, Chris?
British Columbia, our good friend of the dynamic duo, Carrie.
Okay. Hi, Carrie. Say hi to Charles and Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
It's Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. Yep.
Carrie,
yes, it is. It's the one and only B.C. lady. Well, B.C. Canada, that is.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is Carrie.
Well, yep. We haven't met Charles. I'm Carrie from British Columbia, Canada, and I've got the answer to the world-famous trivia, not because I'm so great, but because my roommate shares this person's birthday.
You already know.
Yeah, I do. Of course I do. It's the one and only Chuck Berry.
Tell
the song is Go, Johnny, Go.
All right.
Chuck Berry, that's it.
That's it. Thank you. See, when you have a roommate who shares his birthday, you know things. Johnny D. Good is what it really is called. But, yeah, it's Johnny D. Good or Go, Johnny, Go. I don't know the name of it. But, anyway, it's Chuck Berry, Johnny D. Good. Thanks, R.
Whatever.
I don't know. My song titles are bad.
Close enough.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Because
you want a $10 gift card to Subway, Carrie. And I know
you
have Subway there. You're welcome.
Yeah, we do. Thank you.
So what's it like up there right now in British Columbia?
Beautiful at 60 degrees.
Oh.
Yep.
That's your spring?
Not as good as Florida, maybe, but it's still good.
That's it. 60's nice.
Well,
it's pretty good.
It's hot
enough for my blood, but hey.
Right.
I'm not happy till it cracks 90.
Does it ever get to be 90 there?
Oh, yes. Last year, guys, we crushed Florida. We got to 114 degrees or something.
Wow.
It was smoking. I mean, it was bad hot. But I was celebrating because I think we trounced Florida, temperature-wise, that is.
Well, the only reason that happened, Carrie, I had stepped into the borders, and you know I'm the hottest thing in town once I hit the county lines. So, Ken, be careful when I come over to Melbourne.
We got Canada. We got Melbourne. Melbourne.
Don't bring the forest fires with you.
Oh, that was good. That was really good.
It was.
This can be funny sometimes, right, Carrie?
Pardon?
I said Chris is funny sometimes.
Very.
In his old age. Carrie, don't forget to listen to Sunday. It's our 7th anniversary show.
I know it.
7 long years with Chris Shaw.
Yeah.
And Charles.
I don't know how they did it, but they put up with me.
Yeah, how do they put up with you so long, huh?
I don't know. It's rough with dealing with me. I don't even deal with me.
Poor Chris.
Thanks for calling in there.
Thank you, guys.
And listen, folks, those two songs I didn't pick. I'm just telling you now. Ken picked it. Charles picked it. It's Chuck Berry and Little Richard. Two guys from the 50s era that had a lot of hits.
Yeah, they were good.
And Chuck Berry.
We're going to go to break, Michael. Come back.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This show is Michael saying, who Papa doing? How do you do? And that's from Jocko.
That didn't fly too well there, Mike.
Who Papa doing? How do you do? Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness. committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the Essential Workplace Skills Series. The Essential Workplace Skills Series is intended for transitional age youth and young adults who are about to enter the workforce, as well as adults with little to no real work history. It is designed to build an essential foundation of skills needed to be successful in today's workplace. The Essential Workplace Skills Series addresses the soft skills that employers are seeking in their employees while taking their consumer through the process of finding and securing a job that they desire and are qualified for. Our goal at WSB is to provide our consumers with a customized employment program that will allow each of them to achieve their goal. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. You should always leave loved ones with loving words, as it may be the last time you see them.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you miss any part of this show or any other ass, well, believe it or not, next week will be 7 years. Of the 7 years is over 300. Listen to that, over 300. We archive the shows. So when this show goes off and you listen to it tomorrow, you can listen tomorrow on the archives. That's right. Go back 300 shows.
That's
like
300 years.
Oh, I didn't say 300 years. 300 shows. And our next guest, Lynn.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our friend Dan Day. And Dan lives locally in the Orlando area. And you correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, you are in charge of the local chapter for Foundation Fighting Blindness. in Orlando area. Yes? Welcome back.
Exactly. I'm the chapter president for...
Wait a minute, Wayne. I got to interrupt you. I understand it's a birthday. His mother's birthday, a big one, 100 years old. His mother, Doris Day. That's her real name, is Doris Day, right, Dan Day?
That is correct.
It's her birthday. Everybody sing happy birthday to his mother. Doris, if you're listening, or if you listen to more on the archive, it, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Doris. Happy birthday to you.
It's amazing.
Happy okay, Dande, you're up.
To you.
Okay, well, it's great to be here to talk a bit about the Visions Conference. So let me start with what is the Visions Conference. So the Visions Conference is the national conference of the Foundation Fighting Blindness held annually, and its purpose is to bring together researchers, doctors, clinicians, bring them together with people affected with retinal disease to talk about the latest science and the scientific advances and all of the clinical trials that are going on. So if you come to this conference, you'll hear all about these doctors. You'll hear about them directly. You do not need to be a PhD in genetics to understand what they're talking about. They know the audience and they talk on levels that even people like me can understand. So you can learn a whole lot about the progress of the foundation and what's coming down the pike as far as clinical trials and treatments and gene therapy and stem cells and all of the great technology that's out there now that is coming along. It is going to be this June 17th and 18th. That is a Friday and Saturday. So it's this coming June 17th and 18th. And we are very pleased here in Orlando to be the Orlando chapter, to be the host chapter for the conference. It will be down at Walt Disney World at the Coronado Springs Resort Hotel. So along with all of the science, you'll get to participate in Q&A sessions where you get to ask your personal questions about to the doctors directly and to the researchers. And also there'll be an exhibit hall there filled with all kinds of adaptive technology for the visually impaired. And I should mention one other benefit that sometimes we overlook at a convention like or a conference like this one. And it's one that I know we can relate to on the Blind and Beyond radio show here too. We hear from many people who attend their first conference who come away saying, you know, before I attended the conference, I felt so alone and isolated. I didn't really think there was anyone else in the world who could relate to my retinal eye disease and what I'm going through. And when I came away from the conference, it was like a huge weight was lifted off my shoulders. It's just so great to network with the folks that are there. And that, to me, is one of the biggest benefits of attending. You get to network and to reconnect and to connect with all the folks in the Foundation Fighting Blindness family. So I hope you'll consider coming if you're affected by retinal eye disease. Again, it's Friday and Saturday, June 17th and 18th of this year, down at the Walt Disney World Coronado Springs Resort. You can read all about it at fightingblindness.org/visions-2022. I'll repeat that. fightingblindness.org/visions-2022. And the last thing I want to remind you of or tell you about is that there is an early bird discount through March 31st. So time is running out, but you can get a 10% discount off registration if you register before March 31st. So I hope I get to see and network and meet a lot of you that are listening in today, because it really is an exciting time in the science. We are now over 40 clinical trials in progress that are supported by the foundation, and we're actually closer to 45. We're zeroing in on that number very fast. So we're really excited about the speed at which the science is progressing now. So there's a lot to see and hear, and it's a really good conference.
Dan, sure. This is Lynn. Is the code, the promotional code, Visions 2022?
Actually,
for the 10%, or you don't need that?
You actually do not need any promotional code. If you just go to the site, right, when you click on registration, the fact that it is before March 31st will give you the 10% early bird discount. But thanks for asking that, Lynn. That's important.
Yeah. But this sounds really exciting.
And I understood from my beautiful wife, co-host, that you are the, what did you say, president?
Yes.
He's the president of Orlando chapter? No kidding.
Yes.
The president of the Orlando. Well, I actually wear a number of hats. I'm president of the Orlando Volunteer Chapter, is here, and that's really more of an of a Central Florida chapter, because we have members from as far away as the Villages and over in Titusville. So we span quite a territory here in Central Florida. I'm also on the Foundation's National Board of Trustees, and another hat that I wear, and I'll mention it just because it happened today, I'm chair of our annual Orlando Vision Walk, which was today. So this is a busy day for me. I was out in Cypress Grove Park in Orlando earlier today in the morning, and as you folks know who live in this Orlando area, it was just a glorious day here. It was just fantastic, and what a great day.
I mean, what town did you say? Pegasville? What did you say?
Oh, Titusville?
No,
yeah.
He said Titusville. Oh, Titusville. I know. I thought he said another name. Yeah, I know Titusville.
Not to be confused with Melbourne, Ken. This is Melbourne. So I'm reading here that it says that all attendees can gain practical skills for coping with vision loss and learn about products and services that can improve their lives. And can you tell us a little bit more about that?
You bet. So we have a lot of different sessions that you can attend at the Visions Conference, and there we have science sessions that I mentioned at first here, but another type of session, a lot of times we've referred to them as coping sessions, but we have people like we're planning, I believe, to have a session in June from an occupational therapist, and she will be telling us all about the importance of getting occupational therapy, what it can do for you. Of course, that includes things like mobility training and things you can do around your house to make it more friendly to the visually impaired. So there are lots of sessions there on coping that you can attend. And there are sessions that are made to be specific to inherited disease so that, for example, if you have retinitis pigmentosa, there are breakout sessions for that. If you have Usher syndrome, there's a separate session for that. So we get down to a fairly fine level of detail for that. But yes, there's that's what they mean when they say there's a lot you can learn and pick up. You not only learn a whole lot about specific disease and the research and where it's going, but also you can pick up these kinds of skills and learn about the technology I mentioned at the exhibit hall. And so there really is a lot that goes on. And we do have these, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the specific schedule for the conference yet, but they normally have sessions, too, that sometimes are for young people because, as you know, people that are in their teens in particular, if they've been fairly newly diagnosed with a retinal disease, are going through a different emotional scenario, if you will, than we do as adults sometimes with vision. They, of course, you know how important it is not to be different when you're a teenager, and it's really something that's really beneficial for them. They can get together and say, find out that there's many other people that go through the same feelings and thoughts that they do. So it's just a place where you can connect with people with retinal disease, and you can learn a lot, and again, you can come away with a feeling that, hey, I'm not alone, and there's a lot happening, and there's support out there for me.
So and these things can be done. You don't have to sleep over in the hotel.
Oh, no, you don't have to. That's right. No. If you're local in the area, of course, we hope the listeners out there from all over the place will come down to Orlando and get away, enjoy the magic of the Magic Kingdom and come to the convention. But for sure, you do not have to stay there. And in fact, I'll be staying there, even though I'm not too far away. I'm up in Altamont Springs, so it's a bit of a drive for me. But I, as the chapter president and having other things going on, I'll be staying there. But there's no, you do not have to do that. You can come for a day and then go home.
Dan, how did you get involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness?
Well, for me, I've been involved with the Foundation Fighting Blindness now more than 30 years, because I think it was around 1990 that I first got involved with the chapter down here. But it was a case where I began losing my vision, starting to see the symptoms of it around the age of 30. And it was maybe 7 or 8 years later when I finally said to myself, well, you know, I need to get off the sidelines and get involved and actually join the fight against retinal disease. So it was just a phone call to the foundation saying, how do I get involved? They gave me the contact for the local chapter here in Orlando, and I went to one of their meetings, and as they say, the rest is history. As I got more and more involved, I took on more responsibility, and eventually they said, we think you'd be a good candidate to be president of the chapter, and I did that, and I've been president for a good many years now. But we're always looking for of course, more leaders to join our chapter. So if you're affected by retinal disease and with 40 plus clinical trials in progress now and the science moving the way it is, certainly if you think you would like to participate and be involved in the Orlando chapter, we're always looking for people to come along and get involved, and you can get in touch with me about that, and we'd love to have you aboard. But that's kind of my story. I have retinitis pigmentosa. I have a dominant form, and there's a lot of it in my family. There's more than a dozen people I could name that are in various stages of vision loss from it. So I have a particularly, I guess the word virulent isn't really the right fit for it, but it seems to be very, very prevalent in my family. So I have an incentive, another incentive, and that's not just me, that's everyone in my family.
Future generations.
Future generations, absolutely. You know, I've been involved 30 years. I've seen it go from, back around 2006, we started our first clinical trial, and that was the only one. And today, as I mentioned, we're zeroing in on 45 clinical trials. So we reached a point where we got one through FDA approval, and that sort of opened the floodgates for us. So now we've got a lot of major drug companies, pharmaceuticals, biotechs coming to us and saying, you guys do really great research. You've shown that you know how to do genetic research, and those cutting-edge technologies that you're doing, we want to be part of it. So that's gene therapy and stem cells and small molecule drugs and a lot of different protocols and treatment types. And the large companies with those deep pockets, frankly, have come forward and said, we want to partner with you and help you get through those clinical trials because we know we can learn things that will help us as a company address other genetic conditions. So that's a good success story for the foundation there, too.
One more thing before we say goodnight, remind everybody about my retina tracker. You're mentioning all these diseases.
So. Yeah, thank you. I'm glad you mentioned that because that would have slipped my mind, and that's important. One of the things we've been able to do over the last couple of years is we're able to fund free genetic testing and counseling. And the counseling part is very important. So if you have a retinal disease and you don't know which gene mutation is associated with your disease, this is an ideal time to get tested and find out what that gene is. You can do that through this program called My Retina Tracker. If you go to fightingblindness.org, you will find some information there about that. But you can contact the foundation about it. It's free to you, it's free to your doctor, and it is quick and simple. Your doctor simply orders a kit from an online website. It's a saliva test, no needles to worry about. They take the sample, mail it in, and within a couple of weeks, you get a call from a trained professional counselor from Informed DNA, and they are really, really good. They'll explain to you what the results are, what it means, if there are clinical trials going on related to your specific mutation. So, yes, if you're affected by retinal disease and you've been wondering what your gene mutation is, it's an ideal time. Contact the foundation, and they'll give you that information.
That's fantastic. It really is.
That's amazing.
More people should do it.
No needles.
Yeah, more people should do it.
It's not
right.
An excuse not to do it.
It really isn't. There's no excuse. No excuse not to do it.
There's no excuse, and it really will benefit you because with all of these trials and treatment tests in progress, you're going to want to know which of those treatments and protocols being tested out there are best for your specific gene mutation. So you do want to know that. So it's very important for you to find out.
It's good for your children or also grandchildren.
Absolutely. Again, that comes back to legacy. So maybe if you don't get a benefit out of it immediately, it'll be something you can pass on to future generations. And so that's a great comment.
Yeah, because it's selfish if you don't, because the point is, like you said, it helps your children and grandchildren know where they stand.
I have a quick question, Dan. The My Retina Tracker, can somebody out of the country also sign up for that?
You know, that's kind of a stumper. I don't know if you've ever had that question before. That is a great question.
Stumper.
I stumped you. Oh, dear. I didn't
Yeah, because you know, that's a great question because, of course, we're a global organization.
Right.
We have global reach now.
Boy,
I should know the answer to that. But, you know,
I just find out when you get a chance and let me know.
I absolutely will.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dan Day.
Thank you, Dan Day.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks to all of you.
Dan, I just want to say it's such a great organization, and it really makes a huge difference to so many individuals. And just sort of forget that, you know, it's not just the broad, huge, exciting steps ahead in science, but it's really, you guys are really helping tons of individuals and their families.
Yeah, well, thank you for those comments. And by the way, we are doing several clinical trials that we are funding are going on down in Australia. So Australia is doing a lot for retinal disease research down there, too. So thanks for those comments.
All right.
Well,
say
good night.
Say good night.
And it was wonderful having you. We have to have him back.
Well, thanks, everyone. I'll be back
soon. Have you back. And say hello to your mother and happy birthday to her. Again.
We'll do that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dan.
Good night, Dan. Thank you.
Good night.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-6008. And don't forget, if you miss any part of this show or any of the other shows, we got more than 300 shows that we archived over the 7 years. Next week is our anniversary show. 7 years next week, believe it or not. And next week, we have some great prizes coming out. If you can think of any show or anything that was funny to you or that you can remember, call in. And it's some great prizes. So keep thinking about any show that you remember.
that was funny or anything that you remember about it, win nice prizes. And I'm not talking $10 or $20 or $30. I'm talking about some nice prizes, Visa, MasterCard prizes. Anyway, got to go back to Charles. Charles, you got something to say, Charles Brooks?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it, Charles.
This is for all the blinded veterans. The West Palm Beach VA is offering a program called PGA Hope. It is a program being offered by the South Florida PGA Foundation to introduce golf to blinded veterans in order to enhance their mental, social, physical, and emotional well-being. It's over a span of 6 weeks. You can learn how to play golf from PGA professionals at no cost to the veterans. Contact the West Palm Beach VA for all the information.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not a veteran, so I can't join.
But there are veterans there.
Yes. Thank you.
And there are veterans in our listening audience that would be interested.
Ken, do you have something to say, Ken?
Sure. Well, first, I think that sounds like a great program. I hope a lot of people show up and take advantage of it. I guess my comment would be just, again, mention, thank you for asking me to mention my book, which I think many members of your audience would like, Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight. It's full of exciting adventures and anecdotes, as well as description of some of the advantages of poor eyesight.
Clearly, now this is an audio book, right? Ken, it's an audio book, right?
It's audio, it's ebook, it's paperback, and it's hardcover, whatever you prefer.
Oh, good. Now, where can they buy it? Where can they buy it?
You can buy it virtually everywhere. All the major online stores that sell audiobooks or books of any kind have it for sale. It's every place.
So they just have to ask for their audio if they're blind.
Yes.
Sounds great.
And there's some jokes in there?
Yes. 99% of the book is about, you know, the adventures and the advantages. But at the end of every chapter, there's a joke or two. And I'll read one of them now. As Lynn mentioned earlier in the show, it's Mother's Day today in the UK. So I'll read this joke that was actually my mother's favorite joke from the book. A green snake goes to the optometrist because his eyesight is failing. It's actually affecting my life. I can't hunt anymore because I can't see. The doctor fits the snake for glasses, and the snake immediately notices an improvement in his eyesight. A week later, the doctor calls the snake to check on how the glasses are holding up. They're fine, the snake answers, but now I'm being treated for depression. Depression, the doctor asks. Yes, my eyesight cleared up, but it made me realize that I've been dating a garden hose.
That's funny.
There you go. That's just a small sample. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
That's a very good joke. All right, folks.
Remember that.
What?
I have to remember that. Try to use it.
Charles, not me.
Suitable for all occasions.
Yes.
I have throw this out right now. I just thought of somebody who said a saying, and it was a great saying. And it wasn't by me. It was a movie called Rocky. And the saying was, it's not how many times you've been knocked down, but how many times you come back. Got any quotes? Got any thoughts like that? If you can think of anybody or anything like that, call in right now, 407-894-68, and I'll give you a nice prize. If you can think of anything that's, like I just gave you a quote. What happened? Oh, my dog fell off the chair. That's something.
The little one.
My little one fell off my chair.
I have got a quote for you if you'd like.
Okay.
This is by Albert Schweitzer, and it's one of my favorite quotes. It says, "The full measure of a man is not to be found in the man himself, but in the colors and textures that come alive in others because of him."
That one makes you think.
Yeah,
not what's the positive effect you can have on other people. What a beautiful thought, I think.
So, Ken, tell me something. Australia, how much different is it from the New York air in Australia?
New York air?
Yeah, New York air. The weather, the air in New York is kind of rough in New York. He lived in New York.
Well, he lives in a metropolitan area, too.
Yeah, so I'm asking how much different that is in Melbourne.
Well, it's a little bit deceptive because in New York, you know, the air does seem a little dirtier.
Right.
In Melbourne, Australia, the air appears cleaner, you know, blue and skies and everything. However, unfortunately, Australia gets most of its electricity by burning brown coal. So there's particles, more particles in the air than there should be. They're working on reducing that, but it's an invisible thing in the air. Generally, everything, though, is clean. You know, the air is generally cleaner. The water is cleaner. The crops and the food and the vegetables and the fish are really spectacular.
What's your favorite thing about Australia? Why you moved there?
There's a whole bunch of different things. I would guess you'd have to say we just really like Australians, but also we like where we're living in Melbourne. It's very easy to get around with mass transit. They have the biggest tram system in the world. There's people from all over the world have immigrated to Australia. So there's all kinds of different cuisine and cultures. It's a great, great place for music, for playing music and for listening to music from all over the place. There's all kinds of festivals. It's very sporting oriented. It's a hugely fanatical sports country. Now, the length of, if you watch the news for half an hour in the U.S., like 5 minutes of sports, it's 10 minutes of sports in Australia. It's twice as much. And it's just fun. The beaches are spectacular. It's got tremendous beaches. You know, on the other end of that, though, you know, it also has, you know, big sharks and giant crocodiles and poisonous snakes and poisonous spiders. But if you just don't go in those areas, you're okay.
Well, you know, I don't do well with snakes, alligators, and sharks because they all faster than me. God bless you. That's all I can tell you. Now, listen.
I haven't had any problems with them at all.
Somebody,
stay away from their areas.
Listen, I can deal with lions, tigers, and bears. I can deal with that. But them things that's smaller, that's like 2 or 3 feet tall, I can't deal with that. And then I don't deal with anything in the water because everything in the water swim faster than I do. Yeah,
Charles, we were saying off the air that you said you almost made it to Australia in the service, but not quite.
Yeah, I couldn't get there. I wanted to go there, volunteered to go, but I never got picked to go.
Listen, we got our good friend Dave on the phone line from Fern Park who has a quote that he wants to get in.
Okay, it's Dave from Fern Park.
Dave from Fern Park.
It's me. How's it going, guys and girls?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, David.
Hey, Dave.
Great to hear you all. I've never been to Australia either. I've talked to many people on the ham radio down there, but it's such a long trip. I'd love to go, though. I mean, it's such cool history, and you know, lots of neat stuff. I'd love to make it down there, but I don't know if I can handle the flight. So
it is a very long flight.
Hey, I've got a quote to share with you, just to break things up a little bit, rather than anything too serious. I'm not sure of the person who actually made this quote, though. So this is the unknown author, and it goes like this: don't sweat the petty things. And don't pet the sweaty things. That's my quote.
Can you repeat that again? Linden in here. Repeat it again.
Linden. See if you're paying attention.
Over Linden's head.
Well,
David, repeat again.
Don't sweat the petty things. And don't pet the sweaty things.
No, that's funny.
Yeah.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh, boy. Oh wow. I love Sonny's. Just a little play
Sonny's
on words.
Sonny's Barbecue
there,
coming
you know.
Your way. $10 gift card from Sonny's coming your way.
All right. You
Thank
win.
You so much.
It pays to win.
Appreciate
when you listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's what I found.
You better be here next week, David.
Yeah.
Next week. Reserve your night.
Yeah, next week, seventh anniversary, seven years.
Well, of course I'll be there. Where else would I be?
Looking this forward
to the place to be.
Okay, looking forward to it.
All right,
thanks for
man.
Calling in, David. Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one, David.
Bye, guys. All right, take care,
bye.
Man.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I got to tell you folks an experience we had last week. Very interesting experience. My brother always said he never understood why someone who's blind would go on a boat or a cruise. Last week, Lynn and I went on a boat. My future son-in-law and our daughter got this boat. We went on a boat. Let me tell you something. As a blind person on this boat, I had a lot of fun. Now, even though I couldn't see, the breeze in my face, the wind and the water coming on my body, And the boat rocking and rolling. It was a lot of fun. And the screaming from my wife, she thought the boat was going to over.
It was a pontoon.
The boat was a 22-foot pontoon.
Yeah.
And he was going not too fast. We asked him not to go too fast. But we were way out there.
And when the other boats went by.
And when the other fast boats went by, we were going fast. The waves, the wake, made our boat like, rock and roll. I kept on yelling, rocking and rolling. And Lynn was screaming, ah! So the point is, for somebody who's visually impaired blind, if you ever get a chance to go on a boat, trust me, you'll have a lot of fun. Even though you can't see it, the experience of that, of just
the
fresh air, the wind, the air, and the excitement of being out there, and then on the waves, the rocking, the rolling. I was holding on to the boat, and I was standing up. Everybody else was sitting down, but I was having fun.
Even our grandson was standing too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, well, I know. Before we go, because it's almost close to time, we got another caller calling in. We just heard from Fern Park. Now let's go over to Winter Park and talk with our good friend Gary from Winter Park.
Okay.
Gary from Winter Park. Okay.
Sounds familiar.
How's it going there, guys?
Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. And I have a very famous quote. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Oh, that's true. That's a very, very appropriate, very appropriate.
Yeah.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue coming your way. $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That was a good quote.
I'm waiting for next week's show. It's going to be a good one.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Next
well,
week's
you know
going
to be a good show. Gary, help us do the wrap up here. Join us next week. You wanted to help us?
Sure.
Join us next week, folks, for a fun show. It's going to be a 7-year anniversary. And here's some great prizes.
And we're going to have Gary and Charles and Sheila
and David.
David and Michael and Chris and myself.
And
yes.
And who did I forget?
You.
I said it myself.
You said yourself.
Right.
I heard that.
Yeah.
You say the boss with the hot sauce.
No.
happy anniversary in advance.
Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us today.
Ken.
And don't forget to buy Ken's book. It comes in audio.
Thanks, Ken.
Give the name of the book again.
Give the name of the book if we get off.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight.
And all those funny jokes.
And all the funny jokes are there, too.
That's right. Well, thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. It was a pleasure.
And Charles.
Thank you, everybody.
Charles.
Good day, mate.
Good day.
He wanted to talk. He said, call him mate. That's
mate.
Funny.
Okay.
Right. And Chris Shaw.
You already know.
Chris Shaw, thank you. And
hey,
Charles,
Chris.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Charles.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
And thank you, folks, for letting us in your home today. And hope you had some fun listening to the show. Hope you learned something today. As the show is supposed to inform you, educate you. Hope we did some of that. And hope you'll join us next week. Lynn, you got something to say?
No, that's it. Just
okay.
Next week's
well, listen,
week.
Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. God bless you all. Stay well.
Good night,
everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Have a great night and do everything I would do.
The move.